No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me. Aloha, Captain Dennis. We're your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Okay, we got a special guest with us today because we're going to bring everybody up to speed on ADS-B and the firewall that some pilots have put up there to keep companies from using this data to charge pilots way too much. Then we already get charged more than we should, but they're trying to use that data to actually, monitor flights when you take off at an airport, land at an airport, and then they'll base landing fees on that. They weren't supposed to do that when we put this technology out there, right, Dennis?
Correct.
Got it right?
I mean, we had to pay for it, and the whole reason we paid for it and chose to do that was because this was to improve safety. This was to help air traffic control, better position airplanes, and the incentive for us to do it was that we were also going to get in-flight weather and other products that would definitely help make us safer. So purely a safety ploy. If we would have known we were basically deploying automated license plate readers, we would have said, no way are we investing that kind of money, and ADS-B would have failed right out of the gate.
Right. There was kind of like a gentleman's agreement that, we weren't dealing with gentlemen. It was politicians. And
no, it's not even politicians. It was
private industry. Well, the politicians allowed it. And then people used the loophole. And got in there. We've had some issues, especially here in Florida where we're based. But thank God we got Don, ADS-B Don. I don't know if you got a, have you already taken on a nickname there, Don, or no, for this?
No, I have
you
not
should.
Yet. I'll think about it.
But you have been on the forefront of this effort right here in Central Florida where we're based out of, by the way.
Right.
Because you guys down there in Kissimmee, Airport, you were one of the first ones to deal with this problem, and the local pilots got involved. You were one of them. They're like, hey, slow down. Well, what the hell are you guys doing? And next thing you know, you're at the forefront of this and leading the charge, and now we have a bill on the Florida governor's desk to put an end to this once and for all. Is that the case or what?
That is indeed.
Good job.
It's been a long battle. It's been about 15 months, but here we are, one signature away from it being law in Florida.
Okay, so you basically helped, got out the bullhorn, got politicians aware of this problem that was affecting pilots, not just in Florida, but all over, but specifically in your neck of the woods, and you reached out, and they responded pretty positively to your griping about this. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I hate to, even try to take all the credit. I think there's a number of people that have been involved, and without any one of us doing what we did, we wouldn't be here. In particular, I want to thank Craig Butterworth. He is one of the more instrumental folks in trying to get the conversations going, and was able to reach out to Congressman Doug Bankson, who was the first sponsor of our bill, and that was House Bill 387. And from there, we had a co-sponsor of Kim Kendall. And also on the Senate side, Senator Tom Wright came up with Senate Bill 422. And without their involvement early on from Craig, I don't think we would have had a bill to start with, never mind getting it pushed through. So it's been a collaborative effort for sure.
Well, you got to take the effort or make the effort to let the politicians know what the problem is. And if it's something that's obvious wrong or wasn't supposed to happen in the first place and is happening, did you get any blowback at all? Or once they heard the argument, they're like, this shouldn't be happening. Okay, let's put an end to it. Or was it, did you have some hurdles you had to jump through to make this get to this point?
We did have some hurdles, and I think some of the airport folks had gotten some conversations earlier on with some of the leaders on this and had set some fears that were probably due to overinflating facts and creating a sense of fear that wasn't there. Thankfully, we were able to have some conversations and make sure that, you know, the truth of what this ADS-B billing means to pilots got communicated through. And very, very grateful that they stuck with it and got us through. Oddly enough, in a day and age where we have so much division in our country and blue versus red, we got through the Florida House and the Senate with only four voices of opposition. Across both parties. The voices of opposition were the two congressmen and the two senators that represented the Kissimmee Gateway Airport and the Orlando Executive Airport.
Really? And, wow.
Yes.
Okay. And the reason that those airport managers were behind this is this ended up being a new revenue stream for them. They're like, hey, this is an easy way to do billing, makes their lives easier. I mean, you can understand that to a certain extent, but of course, you know, they don't care that, you know, we were sold this ADS-B technology, and there was kind of like an agreement that you were never going to use this to track pilots or their aircraft and turn it into a fee collection program, which is what they ended up doing. Not even on their fault, but a company started tracking like, hey, we can do this for you, and you make a few extra bucks. It's real easy. Doesn't cost you a thing. So, you know, I on one side, I don't blame them. But on the other side, once they heard the griping, they didn't back off. They were like, oh, screw you. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? And you did. You fixed the problem by making enough noise, right?
Yeah, and to your point, I'll say this too. We, you know, myself and a couple other pilots that were involved with this in Kissimmee, we went back to the city government. We went to the city mayor. We went to the city manager. We took the very same spreadsheet count that they had when they sold this bill of goods to the city with the Vector contract. And we said, if you take that landing fee from $3 for every 1,000 pounds and go to $4, but exempt all aircraft below 12,500 pounds, you're going to make 45,000 plus more per year in revenue, not less.
Right.
And now you've exempted the small guys. And to add to it, instead of paying 15% to Vector, you have two FBOs on the field. Every aircraft that's over 12,500 is going to land. They're not doing touch and goes. Mm-hmm. They'll go to those FBOs, and you could give the FBOs 10% for, you know, managing the landing fees. That idea was rejected. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, but it seemed just, like they, a better they probably, deal. They didn't want to deal with it. They were like, yeah, problem solved. Sorry, who cares? You know,
but here's the problem with that. And I don't mean to talk, just I think this is an important point to raise. Airport managers' first duty and priority is to safety of flight. And knowing that we've cautioned ADS-B is something the pilots will turn off in these conditions, and that you're discouraging repeated touch and goes and all the safety things we talk about, mm-hmm. I would say that in this case, a choice was made on the favor of revenue over safety, and that sets a dangerous precedence for airport management.
Right, right. Well, I'm very happy to hear that you've made some great progress. I mean, it may have already been signed by the governor by the time this show airs, but it literally could happen at any time if it hasn't already, which is great. And people are taking notice. I mean, well, I hear there's other states that are already maybe following this flight plan. Is that what you're hearing or what?
Correct. So one other state that's already passed a bill is Montana. They passed a bill that you cannot use ADS-B for any aircraft that's 9,000 pounds and below. And there are now six states still in the mix that have legislation in progress.
Wow.
And so we hopefully will have maybe knocking on someplace close to 10 by next year this time as far as states with bills.
Yeah. Is it something that you think is going to have to go state to state, or eventually will this potentially become a federal thing? What do you think?
I think it has to be a federal thing at some point. And the sad part is it has been a federal thing because in 2025, Representative Bob Onder introduced House Resolution 4146 and Ted Budd introduced Senate Bill 2175 called the PAPA Act. And unfortunately, it's sitting in D.C. just waiting for a co-sponsor pick it up and go to committee. And that's our next step, is hopefully get it done on the national level.
Okay. Well, what are you saying? Like the federal government doesn't move fast enough? That's shocking. So you got to blaze your own trail sometimes and set up your own flight plan. That's what he's been doing. Good stuff. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.